Listening Library presents Stowaway by Karen Hess. Part 1. Stowaway. August 1768. Sunday 7th to Friday 19th, Plymouth. With the help of Seaman Francis Haight, John Ramsay and Samuel Evans, I have managed to keep my presence aboard Endeavour secret. She's a small bark, and her company over 80 in number. It's a wonder I've not been discovered, with all the coming and going of the men aboard, but I have not. The three seamen I paid to get me on bring biscuit and water. They make certain I exercise each night during middle watch, when there are fewer hands on deck. But there is little to relieve my situation till Endeavour sails. It's a good hiding place I've got, in the aft of what Samuel Evans calls the pinnace, a small boat Endeavour carries aboard her. I can look over the edge and see the deck without being noticed, but it is difficult lying still day and night. Sometimes the urge to cry out nearly gets the better of me. I haven't yet. It would go hard on the men who have helped me if I did. And I would be returned to the butcher, who would take it out of my hide if father didn't kill me first. Endeavour creaks without rest as she sits at anchor. The breeze chatters her ropes against the masts. The ship's bell clangs on the hour and half.